Lift up your armpit and give it a whiff. Go on, seriously. I'm going somewhere with this. What do you smell? Odds are, nothing too dramatic. In fact, you're probably detecting something borderline pleasant. The smell of minty fresh deodorant, floral cologne, or remnants of the shower gel you used this morning. Or perhaps, all you pick up on is the sweet succulent scent of your own awesomeness. But if I'd ask you to sniff yourself in the same way in 1920, you'd have probably fainted. Because 100 years ago, bathing wasn't exactly a priority. Your breath would have reeked too. Did you know that in the 1920s, only 7% of Americans bothered to brush their teeth? That said, we've made quite a bit of progress in the last 100 years, haven't we? Nowadays, most of us are aware that hygiene is of the utmost importance. And when we shower and slap on some perfume, we're not just doing it for ourselves, we're also doing it in the name of other people's olfactory delight. So, why is it that while billions of people rock up at work smelling like a jasmine flower, most of them haven't given a second thought to their mental hygiene? We wash our bodies daily, but we forget to wash our mind. Many people, myself included, have woken up in the morning with feelings of anxiety, stress, or regrets from the day before. That's okay, it's human. But the problems arise when we choose to do nothing about these feelings. Because, just like a bad smell, those states of being will also undoubtedly impact other people. Whether you want to consciously or not, you're probably going to take out your frustrations on the world. When we are lost in an ocean of our own baggage, compassion goes out the window. We have set ourselves up for a bad day, along with anyone else in the firing line. Compassion, the benefits. Compassion trains your brain to be kinder. And trust me, in today's world, kindness is a competitive advantage, but more on that later. Compassion brings about an infectious bliss that touches everyone we come into contact with. As well as feeling amazing while you're practicing, compassion also helps prevent unnecessary bad juju from ruining your day, never mind anyone else's. Mountains certainly don't have to be made out of molehills, because you get that, really, there's no difference between you and your fellow human being. With the practice of compassion, you're able to see yourself in others, and therefore you can more easily let things slide. Like when the waiter gets your order wrong. You know the feeling, that sinking in your stomach, oh for crying out loud, drama that goes off in your head when your steak isn't cooked the way you request it. Sure, it's not the end of the world, but it's just plain annoying. You'll be damned if you give them a tip. Now, I'm famously known as a great tipper. And that's not because I have an addiction to polishing my halo. It all came about as an unexpected side effect of engaging in compassion practices. A few months back during a respite, between COVID-19 lockdowns, a friend and I decided to hit a local cafe. And that was exciting because neither of us had had the luxury of eating out in a long time. There was a line of people just waiting to get in, and they were all happy to wait, smiling beneath their face coverings. When we eventually were seated, I joyfully ordered a cup of coffee and a breakfast omelet with avocado from the waitress who approached our table. 20 minutes later, my coffee arrived. I took a sip. It was room temperature. And that, when you live in Northern Europe, means cold. My friend, fuming at this point, sat back and tutted as I calmly asked for a hot coffee. Apologetic, the waitress scurried off to make me a new one. Only she didn't. She forgot. Another 30 minutes later, my omelet was presented to me, but the guacamole side was missing. My friend turned to me, half laughing, half angry, and whispered, "The service here is awful." We carried on eating what we were given. When we were ready to leave, I smiled at the waitress and left her a 20 euro tip. "Are you nuts?" my friend asked, creasing her brow. "The service was ridiculous. Why on earth would you give her 20 euros? I'd not given it much thought. Granted, the service was pretty abysmal, but it was a hell of a lot better than being stuck at home on my own eating a microwave meal. We'd not set foot outside for 3 months. This cafe was a godsend. And that waitress? I didn't resent her. I genuinely felt for her. That waitress was probably jobless for those 3 months that we were all locked down. All the restaurants and bars were shut down. As well as being painfully lonely like the rest of us, she probably had the added worry of where her next paycheck was going to come from. Maybe she had kids like me.